That's right. Stafford's Starfleet. The 10th season, the 10th edition getting underway tomorrow night out in Oakland. First preseason game for the Lions. I'll be watching.
That's a big game. You're having a big party, aren't you? Big preseason watch party.
Well, I will say this. My the little brother has a baseball game like right down the street from my house.
Wait,
I think,
why do you got to call him a little brother? I mean, that's extremely disrespectful.
Sorry, I should have said little sister. No, my little brother is playing a little baseball game, and he's going to come over to the crib after the game, and we're going to watch a little Lions Raiders. We're having a good old time. Be great.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. And I delve into these topics every now and then, okay? And I'm going to delve in right now.
Okay.
Can white dudes have cribs?
Yes. Oh, come on. You can say crib. MTV Cribs have plenty of white people that were like, here's the fridge, let's take a peek in the basement.
White people say that word too.
I think it was invented by black people though, and white people stole it to say they have cribs. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Is this going to be one of those things called the C word that, you know, white people can't use eventually?
Crib?
Do I need to go scrub my entire Twitter of the C word, crib?
Well, apparently, I mean, that's just another thing that you stole from us. So go ahead and take it.
I thought white dudes had had some people over at my condo, at my townhouse.
You know, crib is fine to say for anybody.
What am I, Thurston Howell III? What is it? Are we having high tea while we sit down to watch Lions Raiders preseason action?
I just thought it sounded funny when you said crib.
What should I say? My bungalow? Is that more white for you?
In my suburban bungalow.
My homestead? Is that acceptable?
Homestead works, yeah.
Okay. My place of residence.
That's much better. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez.
248-539-9797.
We're going to have tea and crumpets at my place.
Actually, it sounds like Roberto is here today, actually. His laugh is here. That's what we're missing.
Get it away from the equipment. Away from it.
He just left the laugh behind, right?
That is expensive stuff over there. Make sure he's not throwing up all over it. Oh, my God.
Just want to make sure we still incorporated, you know,
of course.
His laugh track into the show.
Hey, Roberto, what do you think of cribs? Should black people be the only ones with cribs?
Boy, so easily replaced that Roberto is.
Ticket text 97136.
Does he do anything else?
Bogey, you'll like this. Dre in Belleville. Teach us, Daddy? Is that what Bogey says to the staff at Banana Republic before asking for a dressing room?
Of course. Now, how does the inseam look on these jeans? What do you think? Get in there. Let me know.
That's okay. I don't think those jeans are skinny enough yet for you.
What is with all these voices this week? You've never done more voices than you have over the last couple
of
weeks.
I don't know. Well, because, you know, 4 hours is more time.
That's a good point.
This is true. I knew it. You guys always lead me astray on racial issues. White people say pad, not crib. Come over to my pad.
Pad sounds
100%.
They
sounds
do not.
Way dumber.
White people still say, you want to come over to the crib, watch the game? White people do say crib.
Yeah. Well, let's get some food. We'll veg out, watch the game. That's what we say.
I think I said it the other day when I was golfing with my friends. I think we got done golfing. I said, all right, see you back at the crib.
Really?
I don't say a lot, but I will.
Okay, what about this? White people can have cribs, but only black people can have stoops at their crib. White people have porches. I'm sitting on the stoop as opposed to sitting on the porch.
Now that one, I actually will agree with.
I think that's true.
Now what about patio?
Oh,
go have a drink on the patio?
That's white people.
That's a white, patio is a white thing.
Ooh, you know what's really a white thing at a house? A sunroom.
Yeah.
All I know is listening to you all say cribs and stoops and all this stuff. Let me know what you're going to say so I won't say it. Because you all sound so bad right now.
Okay, Hatchet, when you want to go in the backyard and sit and have a cocktail or a soda pop in the backyard in a summer night, what are you doing? You're sitting where? Where are you going?
I'm going outside. I'm going outside.
The backyard.
I'm going in my backyard.
You're not going on the deck?
No.
Or the patio?
No, I don't have a second deck.
Or the veranda?
No.
Or the
veranda.
Or the pergola? Or the
But hey, isn't Florida room used in place of sunroom?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's both now.
Florida room, that is such a white thing to say.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go sit in the Florida room and read a book.
In the Florida room.
And just sit in your sweat because it's so unbelievably hot in there. You might as well just sit outside. I've never understood it. I guess just to keep the bugs out, I'm assuming.
What about if you're at a house and you have a fire pit at your house? Do black people have fire pits at their house?
Fire pit, bonfire. Yeah. Just gonna have a bonfire.
No, white people have like the whole contraptions of the fire pits.
Like a gas fire pit.
Yeah,
they
a
turn
gas
on.
Fire pit. Right.
Well, I mean, the glass fire. Have you seen those? The ones where you literally light the glass. Like it's that
really?
The glass for the bonfire. Yeah, oh, they're very fancy. Yeah.
Oh. Netflix and chill at the crib. Nope, never heard that before. Oh, here we go. Ticket text 97136. Black people made up pad too in the 1970s. You stole that one too, Whitey.
Pad.
God. What are you guys going to come up with next? Give us a clue.
You're going to take it.
No, but that's the thing. Yeah, when black people come up with certain words, then white people adopt those words, but it's always like 20 years later.
It's actually really true.
You're exactly right. All the kids are doing the floss now. I'm sorry. Once I see it on social media, I'm done.
What is
it's
the
over.
Floss? What is
Sully
that?
Was
it's
just trying to
I
do it.
I can't do it. I have no rhythm.
It's a dance?
It's a floss that the kids
Sully
do.
Was just doing it. Yeah. Look at him.
What is it? You just
I
move your
no
arms
rhythm.
Back and forth?
No. Well, yeah.
So to speak.
Just move it back and forth.
Can we get Roberto back in? He could floss in there. A couple of ticket texts. 97136. Troy in Detroit. Hatchet, on behalf of white people, I profusely apologize for the morons that are speaking right now.
Fair enough.
Brandon in a poker room. I'm white as hell and use the word crib almost exclusively.
Well, here's someone. If Hatchet doesn't have a deck in his backyard, does he have a second deck? I guess you wouldn't, right, if you don't have a deck.
Nope, no second deck.
Okay. There's no second deck doesn't go on at David's house, he said.
Oh,
we
right.
Have a second deck.
There's no second deck.
Yeah. Okay.
No second
okay.
deck at David's house.
Never been second deck.
Second deck.
This is one I've never heard of. Greg at work. I'm headed to the trap.
The trap?
What?
Is that
the trap?
In reference to a home, a house, a crib?
Like
I've never heard of trap.
T-R-A-P?
T-R-A-P, yeah. Capitalized.
Wow.
Headed to the trap.
What about this?
A basement, a dungeon? Is that?
The trap room?
Yeah.
The dungeon.
The cave.
The padded room. The cave. Ticket text. My roommate and I always use headquarters. Headed back to the headquarters.
Oh, that's a white thing.
Let's go back to the HQ.
All right, let's go back to the headquarters. See, I knew this was true. Go to this phone. I knew this was true.
Let's go to this phone. That was a white thing to say. Let's go to Kevin in Roseville. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Kev.
Let's go to this phone.
Hey, you know, we don't even, black guys don't even say crib no more. We say the cut.
The cut?
We call it the cut. Anytime we say something and it gets, you guys try to adapt it, we come up with something else. We say the cut now. I'm going back to the cut. That's what we call it.
To the cut. C-U-T. Cut.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. Do you feel like white people are starting to catch up to you? Like we're starting to use the words a little bit sooner or no?
Well, you know, that's a good thing that y'all trying to catch up. You know, what have you done for me lately? You should have been trying to do it. Because and you know what? And I don't want to seem racist or anything, nothing like that. I'm not trying to get on that subject.
No. But we're having fun.
I work at a hospital, right? And when we go outside and take our breaks, everybody come outside and take their break. All the white girls want to sit with the black guys because they like what we're talking about. They like the language we use. It's different. It's exciting. They're not boring. You know, so it's nothing wrong with you guys stealing what we say. That's okay. I think that's a good thing. I think we can learn from each other.
Kevin,
a lot of things.
What's the address
cool,
to your...
See, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
What's the address to your cut? I want to send you a thank you letter for allowing us to use that word now.
Yeah, you can use it. You can use it all the time. I think that's a good thing that we try to, you know, learn from each other. That's what we should.
See, Kevin, I agree 100%.
It should just be English.
Just us.
It should be
just stuff people.
That we like to say in this exciting words and, you know, a little slang here and there. There's nothing
like
wrong with that. As long as it's in good taste. I don't think anything is wrong with white guys saying words that we use and we use. We need to do that. It'd be a better world. We can learn from each other.
God, I love that call. God bless Kevin.
That almost sounded like a political speech, like he's running for office. That was amazing.
Because people
just bring everyone together.
People always get squeamish. Yeah, why do you have to talk about this? First of all, let's be honest. Hatchet was holding out on cut. We asked him what's the next one coming because Crib is passe now, and he knew it was cut, and he wouldn't tell us.
Because just like the caller says, I don't want you to steal it.
He wants us to steal it.
You're so selfish.
I want it. I am selfish.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to go with Trap House. We'll just do that.
Trap House.
Ooh, a good white one. Yeah. Come back to Mikasa.
Oh, God.
Or what is it? Mikasa is su casa. Yes. Right? My house is your house. I swear, every white person says that. Oh, my house is your house.
This is so true. 248-539-9797. A lot of ticket tax on this. And by the way, we do have to get to some football here. We have a really intriguing question, and I feel like all four of us, I think we're all divided on this, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and we're all going to gather at Bogey's Cut Friday night and
Bogey's,
watch the game.
Yeah. Bogey's Lodge. Now that is that's an up north one. That is a white one.
That's
up north, I feel like people call their places the lodge or something like that.
Yeah. The lake house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yep. Wow. Glad we solved that. Look, we have permission to use a new word. It's fantastic.
Kevin gave us permission. Yeah. Cut.
We're learning more about different races, Wojo.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about, being inclusive. Hello, I've been saying
The point of this station is to educate people on race relations, right?
Bring people together, black, white, Spartan, Wolverine, Lion, Steelers, everybody together. Come on, everybody.
97.1.